Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the show. I'm your host, Endgamer, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Yo Blazer.
To anyone who thinks that Zelda Fever has run its course here on the show, well, buddy, I've got news for you. I have, for the first time in maybe 4 years, logged on to my Club Nintendo Online account.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and cashed in my oodles and oodles of Club Nintendo points for a Legend of Zelda 25th Anniversary poster set. And when you're counting down the glorious days to Zelda posters at your front door, that, my friends, is always a pleasure.
I wonder if when Shigeru Miyamoto passes away, Yo Blazer is going to go into a state of catatonic depression. Like, I wonder if Yo Blazer, who Yo Blazer would mourn the death of more, Miyamoto or his family combined.
Well, believe it or not, I have thought about this. Let me just tell you that I would not, you know, if one of my family members tragically passed away, I would not fly to Kyoto and put a, like, triforce-shaped candle there at Nintendo headquarters. So I guess there's your answer.
That is, of course, the voice of longtime friend of the show, X the...
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in an especially, sardonic mood today. So, yeah, enjoy that.
Brought him in, as always, to be the ying to Yo's yang. And...
Third wheel extraordinaire.
And also joining us tonight, someone we're very happy to have on the show, a first-time guest. Say hello to your future champion of the guru. He goes by the name of Super Nice Dog.
We let the dogs out, bitches.
So, Dog, to recap here, you did predict the big upset of Samus by Red, but you have the Pokemon losing to Mario next round, and then everything standard from then out, and Link winning the contest, right?
Oh, well, can I correct you, Endgamer, first?
Yep.
I haven't won the contest yet.
Well.
There's other guys that can potentially beat me. Like the guy with Red making the finals.
Yep.
This guy with Red making the finals. So, I mean, I don't want to be too arrogant about it. So, a potential guru champ is what I am.
The modesty really, really speaks well there.
He's very nice. You could say.
Super nice. But basically, he's going to win if everything is standard from here out, and also if the final match draws fewer than 91,000 votes. Yo, what do you think the chances are of that?
I'm going to give it a 91,000% chance.
It's over 91,000.
That sounds about right with the way votals have been. Nothing's broken 60 yet, so to get above 90 feels like a stretch.
Is it really that bad? We haven't gotten 60 once? That's bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And even if they do tick up, which they probably will,
yeah, Link versus Cloud will get 65, 70 probably.
In Doggy's case, what he's looking for is a Nintendo final, which probably isn't going to draw quite as well as Cloud Link. So I think he's going to be safe. So let's get to meet this future guru champ. Not many people know him too well. Dog, I believe you are a SoCal guy, like Yo, is that correct?
Hello.
No, I'm actually from Northern California, the Bay Area.
So oh, okay.
Repping the Bay Area. I've been on GameFAQs since, I'd say, about 2003. That was my first contest.
03 represent.
So you'd kind of hang around during contest season, see what's happening on the board, and then...
Yeah, exactly. Make a post when there's a dramatic match going on, rooting for whichever side I have in my bracket or want to root for.
Okay, well, here's some important things that, sorry, NG, but I need to know this before we commence. Who did you want to win Frog versus Master Chief? This was the 04 contest.
Oh, 04? That really close match? Yep. I wanted Frog to win just because
I like TT better.
Attaboy.
Okay, yeah. now
that's actually a good barometer there, X.
You probably wanted Snake to beat Sephiroth last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I had Snake making the semis, I think. Wait. Yeah, I had Snake over Sephiroth. And then,
All right.
High five.
I think I had Snake over Cloud, but that didn't work out.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad. Glad this
yeah, yeah, I was. Super I was nice dog makes some super nice brackets.
I was in line to win the contest if Sephiroth had beaten Snake that year because I took Charizard. Did you have Charizard making his wacky run through the contest that year too?
I might have picked L Block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I don't think I had L Block.
You got Pikachu'd.
Because I just really liked L Block's run in 2007, so
okay, you're
I
cool.
thought it'd have resurgence.
All right, we can continue.
So
I guess we'll measure your dick after the show or something. What else do you want to ask him?
Shoe size?
Don't answer that.
Poochie, arf, arf, arf.
So your bracket's looking really good. How is your battle doing? Are you one of the remaining perfects there as well?
Oh, let me tell you about that. Oh, Ramza Delita killed me.
Ouch.
So I pretty much stopped after that because I knew that you pretty much had to go perfect this battle bracket, so kind of just gave up after that match.
At least it's like I got everything perfect, but I banked on Phoenix and Gordon, so via banking, I'm done. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the hive mind and how it continues to succeed in a little bit.
Under attack.
All right, but now the question everybody wants to know, Super Nice Dog, what are you thinking about as far as a Guru Nom if you do go ahead and win it? What game are you thinking about going with?
One main idea. This game has become one of the most popular games around the world. I'm surprised it didn't make the 2009 bracket. It's actually it's a more played game than World of Warcraft, if that means anything to you. It's also one of my favorite games. I'm talking, of course, about League of Legends.
League of Legends, okay.
Yeah, so I'd probably nominate that.
It's an interesting choice.
Yeah, interesting entrant. It's got some potential.
Because I actually looked it up on the stats for the top 100 games on the site, and League of Legends is actually, it's in the top 20. It's 16th overall.
I don't know if that would translate exactly to contest strength, but I don't know if League of Legends fans, because I know a few of them here, and they're especially rabid about it. Like they love League of Legends. Like Rilo's not someone I would have expected to be obsessed with it, and he's like always playing it now. And I don't know, anybody that gets into it really, really gets into it. Like I guess Nice Dog can explain.
Yeah. It's incredibly addictive. It's one of the best games I've played in the past, like, 5 or 6 years.
Is it kind of like, it's kind of like an RTS mixed with, like, I don't know. It's weird to describe it because it's obviously got the RTS elements, but you've got your heroes, right? You've got certain heroes that you run around with.
It's actually not an RTS. It's like a battle arena, pretty much 5-on-5. You fight it out and try to kill the other team as much as you can. And there's like really good characters in the game, and it's just a really well-polished game.
Super Nice Dog, let's assume that worst comes to worst, we don't get the all-fictional character battle everyone wants, just standard characters. Where are you leaning on a character for your guru choice?
For characters, I was thinking something Nintendo.
No. Ooh, that was a good choice.
Because yeah. obviously is Nintendo.
Go on.
I don't think he's been in a character battle before, and he's in some of my favorite games on the N64. And so I was thinking of nominating Boo. You know that ghost?
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
I mean, he's in a lot of games, Nintendo games. I think he could have some strength. Like, he's fairly recognizable, and he's been in a lot of Nintendo games.
I mean, his absolute ceiling, you got to figure, is going to be probably a bit below Yoshi.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen Toad, haven't we? We saw Toad at some point,
right? Yeah, it was kind of unfair that he was in a bad four-way, but yeah.
That's true. I mean, at this point, you know, we're running out of new faces that could legitimately do anything. Might I suggest going for, like, Blastoise or something like that?
Yeah, Pokemon.
Well, I know it's Nintendo, and I was just groaning about that, but Pokemon seems to be the only Nintendo thing that I don't groan about anymore. I think Blastoise could be, or trying to get Mewtwo in with a pretty good seed, I think would be a better choice than Boo. IMHO.
Don't let us sway you too much. It's your choice. You get to do what you want. But that is pretty close to what happened to us a couple years back when Dr. Football won, and he held a contest to let the board decide who should be the Guru Nam. And the finals came down to Goomba was in that.
Oh,
and I don't remember if he won or not. But anyways, it ended up being a games contest, so we did No Mercy instead.
Yeah, that turned out
great. Oh, yeah. That wrestling game.
So there is a bit of a precedent for going with someone like
that. I didn't think that was going to win.
Yeah.
All right.
Or I could pick Dark Link.
No.
No.
Vito. Vito power.
Isn't that guy just Link with a black skin? Pretty much.
And red eyes. He would probably beat Sephiroth.
Super nice dog. Now, let's assume SB listens to us, opens it up, and says, any character that's been in a video game, you don't have to originate there, but if you've been in a video game, you're able to make the bracket. Do you have a choice in case that happens next year?
Picking Batman is too cliche.
It is, but on the other hand, you know, he'd easily be one of the top guys, and if you want to get him in the contest for sure and get him a top seed, you know, put him in a position to succeed, I think this is one case where, even though he'd be a favorite, like, people would back you and think, that's a good choice. We're going to get Batman in as a two seed.
Yeah, Batman's fine with me.
The thing is, though, I don't really like Batman.
Oh, what?
Really super
what?
Man.
How is that possible?
Then you gotta pick someone else that you actually like, man.
Like, well, what conditions in your life have kind of like formulated themselves in such a manner that cause you to not like Batman?
I don't know.
This is a psychological issue.
Yeah. I'm sorry to delve deep, but were your parents killed and you just handled it like very differently than what Batman handled it? I don't know.
But the thing is, like, there's so many possible, like, fictional characters that you can pick that resorting to superheroes is kind of cliche. I mean, it's kind of like taking the easy road.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Give me someone that you think you would rather do instead of Batman.
I mean, there's a lot of Disney characters out there that I like. That
go
on!
Oh my god!
Like, I don't know.
Don't say
like,
Ariel. Don't say Ariel.
The lion from Lion King is pretty cool.
Which
Simba.
Ones?
Yeah, Simba.
There's four of them. Like half a dozen at least. Simba? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Simba Link. Could do well.
Link is.
I mean, I know
good.
He won't be a powerhouse, but. Like,
yeah,
I think
Simba.
He could be, though. I think Lion King might be one of those movies of our childhood for this generation of voters.
I think it's so many nostalgia things.
Lion
you know?
King would definitely be the strongest Disney movie, but I don't know if it'll produce like the strongest characters because it just seems to me like, you know, like Genie and like maybe Aladdin would be stronger characters than anybody in the Lion King. It just seems like Aladdin's more about the characters and Lion King's more about like the story and the emotion.
I don't know. I think Simba would be a solid choice just because he could make for some really interesting matches. Like, Who would you pick Simba over that's in the mid-card level? I don't know.
Take him over Master Chief, man. Take him over Chief immediately.
Simba over Chief, definitely. And Lopen weeps.
Let's see. Would I take him over Master Chief? Maybe. It'd be really close.
You gotta take Simba over Master Chief all day.
Or Simba versus Magus.
Simba!
pretty easily Simba there, I'm afraid.
This conversation has been like 5 minutes plus. Best contest ever.
I know, this is such a good idea, and it's exactly why Bacon won't do it.
All right, well, that was a lot of fun. Let's get back to reality, though. And reality is we're still stuck with this contest that's currently going on. Fortunately, there was one bright spot this past week, a match that was actually pretty fun and pretty unexpected. That was Squall against Sora. as you remember, Yo, from last week, RPG was quite confident that this was going to be a win going away. Weird talks of SFF, and he's won four times in a row. This is a no-brainer. Instead, Sora got out to a great start and had RPG and Leon very scared before finally taking over and being able to win, but it was the closest match of the round. Yo, what were your thoughts on this match?
My thoughts were definitely the best match of the contest, although that isn't saying much at all. I think you could, you know, compare it to anything, like, fairly call it a good match. I actually was kind of expecting this. I wasn't too surprised. My Oracle was 54 for Squall. I had it at 53 originally, and I was thinking of maybe taking it down a percent or two because I was expecting kind of a close match, but then watching everybody go like 57, 58 kind of scared me. I lost, you know, I lost my guts, so I kind of wimped out and raised it up a percentage. But I wasn't near a computer for most of this, but I wanted to post like a few hours before it happened, like, you know, with almost, you know, well over 50 people still carrying perfects. Like, wouldn't it be funny after all the, you know, the debated matches that we've gone through and everything, if Sora, like, smiling-faced, ice-cream-eating Sora is the one who ruined everything. And I just had a weird feeling about it. And lo and behold, like, he did a great job, won in the U.S. And so, yeah, will I say it, like, redeemed the entire contest? Not even close to close, but it was fun to have a nice match you could follow for a few hours.
Yeah, Exta, you're not the only one who wants to flee to Europe right now. I think Leon is going to be joining you because Sora actually won pretty convincingly in North America, about 52% of the vote, but he got totally bailed out by Europe, going 60% to Squall.
No, making that's so brutal.
A huge comeback overnight to build up a big enough lead. Were you surprised by that huge swing?
Yeah, like I said, I was with RPG. I didn't think that this match was going to be anything right up until like an hour before. And I got like, okay, we haven't seen anything out of the ordinary. Maybe this is going to be it. Maybe this will be the one that shows up and shocks the world here. And then Sora came out and did pretty well at the beginning. And I don't know who it was pointed out the Europe difference really early on, and everybody was trying to be like, oh, well, you know, nobody from Europe has voted just yet, and it stayed above 60% there for a few hours, and I was like, yep, yeah, that's gonna finish it. And then Sora kept losing steam in North America. Like, it was weird, like, it went down from like 52 to 51 and a half to 51, and it was actually under 51 for a while there, and it's just like, oh, that's not gonna be enough, so that's lame. Oddly enough, I actually give big ups to America for liking something better than Final Fantasy VIII, because that's garbage. Unfortunately, Kingdom Hearts is also garbage, so I will be happy to purge this match from my memory, because I really couldn't root for anybody. I wanted to be like, oh yeah, come on, pull off the upset, but Sora and Riku are garbage, so I don't know, just ugh, this contest.
Yeah, I was put in a really weird position. I've been so anti-Kingdom Hearts. Was rooting huge for Bowser and Captain Falcon last year.
Yeah.
And then to be going, come on, ASV, save it, in this match was a weird position. But it was still pretty fun to watch. The disappointing thing, as Yo touched on, this would have been the absolute bracket killer.
Oh, I know.
Amazingly, not only there are 171 perfect brackets. There's only six actual people who made them, but the guys filled out 100 or whatever. Kind of screws that up. But anyways, all 171 would have been eliminated, would have no longer been perfect. And also, all 61 people with the perfect battles went with Squall. No one even banked in this one, which is unbelievable to me. But everyone's going all the way, and Super Nice Dog, wasn't that disappointing to see? We could have had it totally smashed, but Sora couldn't quite pull it off.
Disappointing? I really enjoyed the match.
My man needed that match to stay on the leaderboard.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. You're going to win a lot of money because of the match. You're the wrong guy to ask.
That was, like, one of the only matches I've followed, like, almost the full 24 hours. It was just a really exciting match. I did not expect Sora to get the early lead like that. And I was actually like F5ing until Squall took the lead. It took him, like, what, an hour to get the lead or something?
Something like that.
No, it took him, like, 3 hours, didn't it?
Four.
Yeah, it was late at night, bro.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I was up all night doing, schoolwork, so.
Yeah, I was, glued to this match. I was, like, and once he took the lead, I was like, yes. And then at the end, he was barely holding on. I heard all about Sora's ASV being very strong, and I thought the lead might not be big enough, and it barely was.
Well, so. I mean, there's repeated examples of Sora, and not just Sora, but all the Kingdom Hearts characters, freaking Kairi and goddamn female contest coming back on Claire. I mean, there was reason to believe that Sora could come back, but again, with the diluted vote totals, it proved to be too much. My question is, do we know what the 7 guys in front of Nice Dog have?
I think the only one we know right now is one of the guys who's still perfect is a guru, but he has Red beating Mario in the next round, and that's kind of the one thing that Super Nice Dog is sweating out right now. He needs that to not happen for him to pull ahead of that guy.
And the guy who's number one has Cloud and Sephiroth winning the contest. So.
Yeah, so we'll probably end up with 3 or 4 perfects if it all goes standard.
More than 2.
No more than 2? Really?
Well, we're down after the last match ended. We're down to 4 perfects. One of them has Pokemon trainers winning the whole thing. One of them has Cloud winning the whole thing, and the other 2 have Link. So maximum 2.
Well, that's a little better. but anyways, as we touched on, the only bad thing about this match, it was a lot of fun. We saw this big comeback. And yet, here we are with Squall doing so great overnight, building a lead of about 15,000. And then in the day, Sora's really coming back. He cuts almost 1,000 votes off the lead. Looks like it might be a nail-biter. And I click into contest stats and discussion to see what are the guys talking about in this very exciting match. And the conversation all afternoon was setting up the rules for a best couples contest.
I know, I saw this.
That was the talk in stats. Who should Link be teamed with? Could he win if he doesn't get Zelda? Should Cloud go with Tifa? Or is there a better match for him?
Started this. I want to know who brought this up. And can we ostracize them, not just from the stats topic, but from Board 8 forever?
It's very disappointing, and it must have weirded out a lot of people who are clicking into the thing to say.
I skipped that, I think.
Say, what are the biggest experts saying about this match? And yet, I mean, the reason they were doing it is because overnight we said, okay, Squall's built up this big of a lead. Based on trends, Sora's going to make a comeback, but he's going to end up about 600 votes short, 700, we had that range. And we were exactly right. So even though it looks really weird to say, yeah, we know what's happening, we can predict almost down to 100 votes exactly how the day's going to play out, we actually can. That's kind of how bad it's gotten with these characters that we've seen so many times and we have so much stats on. And yo, don't you just think it's time for a break, it's time for something new, as Creative has been talking about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Link and Zelda probably would take the whole thing, but you never know. I mean, if Cloud gets the dead bitch, I mean, he could, you know.
Oh, not that. Talk about all fictional characters.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, you got Batman. You got the Joker, Spider-Man, Homer Simpson, Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse. You got freaking Atticus Finch. You've got icons of American fiction.
How about Zack Ryder? Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo. Okay, wait. Has Atticus been in a video game?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
Zack Ryder has, though.
There you go. You've got the Undertaker. I mean, can you really say that the Undertaker can't get in the bracket? Can you really call him, like, a real dude? No. The Undertaker's a fictional character. He's been in, like, 50 video games. He'd win matches. The range of characters that you could bring in is just astronomical, and you could talk about it until you're blue in the face. We could fill, like, 10 shows just talking about prospective matches. I mean, we did 5 minutes on freaking Simba, okay? So just imagine throwing Batman and Spider-Man in there. It's like, and we'd know nothing about their trends. We'd know nothing about where they're popular, you know, what their raw strength is, if they're capable of building a bandwagon. You know, it's just like resetting everything with characters who are not just, you know, like unknown to most people. I know S.B. Allen's one of his excuses for balking on this idea was that like unknown characters would get in. But Jim how Pirate. Can it? Yeah, whatever.
Oh, he literally said that? Is it yes. a bad thing?
Yeah. In his official topic, he said, I don't think people would be thrilled to see Jane Eyre in a GameFAQs front page.
Yeah, so it's like, Jane Eyre's not going to be like one of the people who get in or grab top seat. It's going to be Batman, you know? When people think of Star Wars, they're not thinking of like getting Salacious Crumb in the bracket. Well, I am, but I mean, the average person is not. They want to get like Han Solo and Vader in there, you know? Yoda, Obi-Wan, these kick-ass
you
characters.
Realize, like, we could get Zack Ryder into the contest, and I know I said I'd help out No Mercy on Twitter, but that was never like a realistic thing. If we got Zack Ryder to post like his match on his Twitter page, we could, I mean, that would cause legitimate nonsense because he has so many Twitter followers that are just waiting to do whatever he says. And if he says, hey, broskies, go vote for me on this turn in this contest, Zack Ryder could pull off like, I don't think he could beat Link necessarily, although, oh my God.
Oh, the possibilities.
Yeah. Long Island Iced Z for the next contest. Totally. I'm all. Yeah. See, this is the kind of thing. This is exciting. This gets so many people excited. And yet, Alan refuses to do it because he's awful. Universally, he should have been an abortion. I hate him so much.
Good Lord.
Whoa, dude.
This is like, yeah, MWC levels of passion.
Oh, here. And the city he lives in should have been nuked.
Even Super Nice Dog can't believe you're saying that.
Yeah.
He just made it to the semifinals of the best fictional character ever on Board 8 contest. And the reason Yoblazer mentioned Atticus Finch is because that's who beat him by one vote in the semifinal.
Do you have any thoughts on Lefty doing that to your man, Exla?
Oh, Lefty's a friggin' joke.
And oh, God, don't get started about that guy. Ouch. Jesus Christ.
-3.
Yeah, I've got in my head, I've got like a 3-minute canned rant on Lefty. I'm probably Oof. Not going to use it, but yeah.
I was more angry about the fact that it was so close in the first place, because it's like, Atticus Finch, he's a great literary character, don't get me wrong, but because of that, he's got a chance to win this contest every single year. Zack Ryder is pure 100% momentum right now, and he'll never get a chance to go that far in anything until we get him into the real contest and he beats Link, because we posted about it on Zach's Twitter and he sends all the Zach pack to make Long Island Iced Z make an L block run. But anyway, back to the point. He's never going to get a chance to do that again. And people just like, they're like, oh, we have to make sure that the best characters win. Like Wedge Antilles is in there saying, oh my gosh, it's terrible. You guys need to vote for who the best characters are. It's a Board 8 contest, man. We're having fun voting for Zack Ryder. And the people that voted for Atticus Finch are just the most anti-fun people. They just, they're like the people that go to parties and sit around by themselves or with their one other friend talking about how annoying everybody else who's up dancing and talking to girls is. Those are the people who voted for Atticus Finch, the dregs of society, and that's what I think of all of you. And Lefty is the type of person who even the dregs of society won't talk to. Because everybody in that topic, even the ones who voted for Atticus, thought that Lefty was low. But I mean, we already knew this. Lefty's the guy who he got Pun's topic about his dead father moderate. He got him suspended for that or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know how much of this is going to get cut, but Lefty is just, I know he ruined the topic with Pun and everything, and like he went and narked on him to the mods about a, you know, topic about his dead father. And you know what? I love Pun. One of my best friends on the board that, you know, over the past 10 years, but I really didn't care too much about that. And apparently it cost Zack Ryder and, like, a bunch of his fans the win. I didn't care too much about that. When you snipe my goddamn Oracle prediction with literally two seconds left to go before the match starts, I care about that. Like, it baffles me how he could have done this. You know this is, like, why I hate Pokemon and why Lefty is my number A1 most hated Pokemon fan of them all. It's like, you know what he did? I can't even believe this. Like, you can't cut this, NG. I don't know. Okay. I'm just going to rant here off the cuff. I purposely sabotaged my Pokemon prediction at the beginning. I looked back and I said, you know what? Seems like most people are going for Pokemon win over Samus with, like, high 50s to low 60s. So let's say, like, right around 60%. And I looked back and I said, these people nuts? Pokemon beat Street Fighter, Ken and Ryu with 60%. Ken and Ryu would easily beat Samus. Not even beginning to factor in the fact of SFF. Not even beginning to factor in the fact that they might be a little bit stronger than they were a round ago by building up momentum. This is going to be easily like at least a doubling. Remember, I talked about this last week.
Yes.
So I thought, you know what? If I shoot for 68% right away, that bastard lefty is going to see that my prediction and adjust accordingly because I'm the only guy within kind of like a one match shot of overtaking him. You know, so yep. he's definitely going to adjust to me because I'm the biggest threat. So I was like, let me lowball it. Let me give him a 60% win. Let me give him like a 60% prediction a few hours before the match starts. And then with seconds left, I'll throw in my 68% bomb and there's no way he could react in time. So I do that. I throw in my 68% bomb with 15 seconds, like 15 seconds to go before the match starts. So I'm thinking he's not at fiving because I've always been making my predictions like, you know, like a few hours before the match starts. Why would he have any reason to F5? I throw the bomb 15 seconds before the match starts. 13 seconds later, he ups his prediction percentage. And the worst thing is, my original prediction was perfect. It was effing perfect. Like, I overshot by a million
years. So what you should have done is change it at the 15-second mark and then changed it back.
At the 1-second mark.
Yes. And then you would have overtaken him.
Yeah. And then I was so angry, like when the match started, I was like fuming at the guys, like why change your percent? Even by 1%, I think he only changed it by 1%. But it was the principle of the matter. It's like, and I said, "Lefty, you son of a," and his response, all lowercase, "Sup, yo." It's like, that's the best you could come up with. That's it. Sup, yo. God, that guy. I don't know, man. Next topic.
to explain to anyone who was confused by that rant, he was in second place in the Oracle. Lefty's in first. They're competing with each other. Very close. Should be right down to the wire to see who.
I'm not in second place anymore. Not
anymore. unfortunately, because of Lefty's devious tactics at the end there.
Yeah, getting owned by Lefty is like losing to a girl at arm wrestling, man. I got boinked in the ear by the Pokemon fan base once again. It's like, even in situations where there's no conceivable way for them to boink me, they find new and inventive ways to boink me. It's like I've got Zubat love juice, like, dripping down my ear. There's not a goddamn thing I could do about it.
Please cut that.
You will cut nothing. You will cut that from my mind, too.
That's terrible.
Wait, so you pick Pokemon with, what, 68%?
Yeah. Yep.
And he could have left it at 60 and then he would have shot into first place.
Yeah.
Or been a little.
I would have been a lot closer, yeah.
Yeah.
My pick was really bad, too. I think I had 50. I had only put 54%. Yeah.
Well, you need to listen to the show more often.
That was stupid.
Speaking of which, let's talk about next round. Get in some predictions here. Go over the results. So, as you just heard Yo talk about, the trainers did very well against Samus. Not quite to what we had expected, though, after they had looked so amazing. We thought there's going to be a big bandwagon. They beat Samus convincingly, got about 60%. Meanwhile, Mario went up and did just under 67% on Mega Man X. That compares, not favorably, but still compares pretty well to Link, who did 75% on original Mega Man. Could the trainers go on and pull the big upset here, or did they just not have enough of a bandwagon against Samus for that to happen?
It's not impossible, because like predicting Pokemon perfectly all the time is impossible, but based on that last performance, they just don't have the natural strength to do it. I mean, Mario and Bowser would have done a lot more than 60% on Samus, so if you think they're going to do it, and you don't think they're going to require like the mother of all rallies and, you know, just like temporary strength boost, then that means Samus is really strong. Stronger, a lot stronger than Mega Man X and Zero, a lot stronger than, you know, than a lot of the other things.
A lot stronger than her percentage against the bosses would indicate. Would
seem to
definitely, yeah. So they'd have to be stronger than like Samus's regularly, I think, or at least pretty close. And nobody expects that out of Ridley in that rivalry, you know. So unless there's some crazy, crazy stuff that goes on just for that match, I just don't see it happening.
It seems like the most likely result is going to be pretty close to what Charizard ended up doing against Mario. Had that great run, but couldn't quite get it done. Around 55% Mario ended up winning. Would you agree? We'll probably see something like that again here.
If I were doing Oracle predictions, I'd put it in the 58% range.
Ooh.
Just because Mario's looks so good. And I feel like Pokemon dropped the ball against Samus here just last round. I was hoping for something near 65 so I could get excited about Mario versus the trainers. But, yeah, I think going with the theme of this contest, absolutely nothing interesting is going to happen in that match.
The one thing that disappointed me with the Pokemon, just right before the match, I was looking at the match picks, and I'm like, wow, they look so good here. Wow, look at all these Pokemon in this one. Wow, this will, put people back in that nostalgic mood for the old games. And so at the end, I boosted my percentage a little bit because of that, and it didn't end up happening. So I feel confident in Mario. I can't see an upset here. Super nice dog. You obviously need Mario to win to go all the way. Are you feeling pretty confident in that as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in it. Maybe the only way they can win is if all the pictures that they have super large pictures of Charizard and Blastoise on, like, dominating all the pictures, that the trainers are really small. Maybe, but yeah, it's probably going to be like 55% for Mario, similar to the Charizard match, as Exla said.
So maybe the other match will be a little bit more exciting to reset that one. As we just said, we only thought Link was going to do about 71% against Mega Man. And that's even with all of us jacking up our predictions, because he kept really overperforming. Instead, he somehow went over 75%, looked great. But for this one time, at least, Cloud kind of matched him. We thought he'd do about 59% on Snake. He looked really good, got 62% of the vote.
Hey, Sephiroth's there too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Cloud's not exactly by himself with all this power. He's got help.
The FF7 team, we'll call him, looked really good against the Snake team. Yo, which of those two percentages is more impressive to you, 62 on Snake or 75 on
Mega
Man?
I really wonder what Yo Blazer
thinks. Shh, quiet.
This is the second week where I've asked about Link versus Cloud comparisons, and I've got a big Final Fantasy fan who's like, I wonder what he's going to say. And once again, this is a no-win for me, because, like, the obvious answer is freaking 75% on a Noble Niner. A tripling on a Noble Niner has never been done before. Like, this is the first time we've ever seen it happen. The closest, I think, was when Link got 70% against Sonic early last year. And so this was, like, this took the jump of Noble Nine versus Noble Nine from 70 to 75%, which is an enormous jump. And let me just be fair. Like, I thought the Cloud and Sephiroth performance was really, really good. I thought it was excellent because I was thinking Snake was going to do well. So I was really impressed by that. If they can make it competitive against Link, Team Big Swords over there, like, more power to them. You know, I don't like them more than Link, but I like them a lot. I definitely like them more than the Snakes. I definitely like them more than Mario Bowser. So, hey, more power to them, you know, if they want to win this thing. But if you set those performances as equal, and you set Link's performance is equal to Cloud, like they're 50-50 against each other, that means Snake gets 68% against Mega Man.
Oh,
more than doubling. And that's just, you know, that's just not going to happen. I know Link probably SFF'd Mega Man, but how much SFF, you know, are you going to, like, allow for?
I mean honestly, though, Link SFF's everybody to some extent. Link SFF's Cloud to some extent.
just enough to win, right?
Well, no, but I mean, that's the thing. When you get to these big, you know, heavyweight matchups, you're all sharing the same fan base, and Link does it to everybody. Yep. And obviously, he's got some weird ability against Mega Man. Like, Nintendo has some weird strength against Mega Man, because Link, like, base Link is not that much stronger than Mega Man. And, I mean, I think Snake's probably stronger than Mega Man by a significant amount, but not by that much. So, Link's 75 beatdown was, I don't know if I want to say far more impressive, but it was, yeah, it outdoes Cloud.
So you've given up all hope of the upset then, Exla.
As much as I'd love to see the law get broken, I've just thrown in the towel, and keeping with the theme of the contest, nothing interesting is going to happen.
And Nice Dog, of course, you will also need Link to win here. It sounds like, from what we're hearing here, you should be confident in that as well. Would you say that is correct?
Yeah, Link's going to beat Cloud and Sephiroth pretty easily. I mean, 13% difference, that's a huge gap. Yeah, Snake is definitely stronger than Mega Man, but not by that much. It's,
well,
it's just
let,
too much.
Let, let me ask this to all of you guys. Do you think FF7 team has a chance to keep it under like 52% this time around, or do you think it's going to be 55 or something ridiculous?
Oh yeah, no, they can keep it close. I honestly wouldn't. I wouldn't be completely shocked if they won, just because, you know, like Cloud, even last year, he looked like total garbage going into Link, like was almost dropping matches against Snake and Samus, you know, was letting like Ridley get 30%. And then against Link, he comes out and, you know, doesn't win or doesn't threaten, but he looks, you know, respectable, like stronger than you would think from somebody who let Ridley get 30%. So when you throw those two together and then you throw Sephiroth in the mix, you never really know, but they're just, like right now, there are just so many things against Cloud, like Link's looking like he's activated God. You know, and we've got Skyward Sword, and that's, you know, I think that's made the fan base pretty happy and pretty excited. And we've got the fact that the match right before them is going to be between two big Nintendo teams, like Mario versus Pokemon. If that brings more Nintendo fans to the site, whether they prefer Mario or whether they prefer Pokemon, they're probably going to prefer Link to Final Fantasy. So yep. That's another hit against Cloud right there. He's just got, like, too much against him.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that's against Cloud here is every character battle we've seen since 2007, there's been this kind of anti-favorite facts thing going, and especially as we got down to the finals, and we even saw that as we got to the end of the last game contest, all of a sudden Brawl was really underperforming against Fallout, and we've seen these wacky kind of results. It's just not happening this year from everything that we've seen. Like, tonight's match would have been a prime time for that to happen. Everyone knew Link was going to win very easily. Alucard's a like guy. He's got his own fan base. And it used to be he would underperform a little bit in this situation. All the top guys would, especially as we got to the end. And for whatever reason, people are just backing the favorites really heavily this year in a way that we haven't seen since probably 2004. Or maybe the series contest in 06 was a good example as well. But it's led to these really big blowouts, and so I don't think that helps Cloud either. I really have a hard time seeing him keep it under, like, 52.
And it's funny, because if the anti-favorite facts does reemerge at the very end, it'll probably help Link anyway. It's like,
I know.
The underdog, go for Link.
Well, fantasy always wins. Yep. The other bad thing is, oh, well, now we're getting to the finals, but if Pokemon did keep it close, but Mario just edged him out, all of a sudden, Mario becomes the villain in the finals. Can you just imagine this, yo? And it's like, Link won easily, but Mario, you know, like the outrage against Chrono, those matches way back in the day. Mario shouldn't have beat Pokemon. Oh, we're going to vote Link to spite him.
And yeah, that goes in the finals.
Yeah, that goes like 67% in the finals.
What did I think Katetsu said this in the stats topic, that everybody in the that's not the final four could end up in like the some ridiculous, like ridiculously low in the X stats. Like everybody non-final four could, because after Pokemon does that to Samus, then Mario SFFs Pokemon, Cloud SFFs Squall,
yep,
and then Link SFFs Mario.
Oh yeah, definitely. If Link reaches the finals and beats Mario badly enough, you could have situations where it's like, I think Alucard will be stronger than Mega Man X, you know? Stronger than Samus. You just get some really cool stuff.
Well, I mean,
cool. Cool from one perspective.
Well, cool if you're a Frog Magus fan, yo.
Yeah, these X stats are going to be total junk, unfortunately. They're going to need a lot of adjusting to make any kind of sense, and then yep. Might as well just throw them out. So
you definitely got to adjust them to prepare for Rivalry Rumble 2.
Yeah.
Who decides who makes the adjustments? Is it just some guru who comes in and adjusts them for SFF? Or
Anybody can make their own stats, and anybody could adjust them accordingly. There's no like master stat list. I know Leon, you know, makes them, and I'm not sure if he'll even decide to adjust this year because it's a brand new format. So who knows?
People mostly go on the stats that go up on my site, and basically Leon for the last few years has done the adjustments there. I think Creative's done some of them as well. But yeah, stats topic guys talk and try to figure something out to get something reasonable. But in this contest, I just think there's no saving it. They are not going to be useful going forward in any capacity.
Let's hope they're not useful because we never have a contest like this again.
That's a given. Okay. All right, one thing I'll say in Mario's favor, just to quickly hit on for the finals. We had something kind of cool this year Mario and Link have knocked the Mega Mans out of the contest, the Mega Men, if you want to go that way, the last 2 years in a row. And last year, Mario did 57%, and this year did 67, so a nice improvement. Whereas Link last year already did 67 and then did 75. So it seems as though, based on that, Mario has actually been helped more by this new format than Link was. And, you know, we kind of figured that getting Bowser, it's just iconic, goes back to everyone's childhood, playing Mario 1 and Mario 3. So it seems like he's going to have a bit of an advantage, but obviously it will not be enough based on everything we've seen, right?
Right. I think last year Link beat Mario pretty bad. It might have been the worst ever for them. One-on-one, it was like 64, nearing 65. So that was.
Why do those matches keep getting set up? I don't understand.
Well, that was at the very end, so it's not like you can keep it from happening. It was semifinals, I think. So Mario, if he kept winning, he was going to run into Link eventually, you know.
Well, put Cloud on Mario's side so we can get an interesting match or something.
Would you really want Cloud to lose that? Because he might have.
No.
But it's like, so it was 64.
Mario Sephiroth, then. Put Mario against Sephiroth, because Sephiroth's obviously fallen to a certain extent, so maybe that match would be interesting. And, I mean, I know I would enjoy Sephiroth coming out and treating Mario like the Midgar Zolom again.
Yeah, but anyway, it's like somebody would have ran into the buzzsaw that is Link. It just happened to be Mario. It was like 64% win for Link. I don't expect it to be that big for the finals of this contest. Maybe like 59-ish, you know?
As X the touchdown, I really do think we should have had Mario on the other side of the bracket and move Link up to the top and at least get Mario against Final Fantasy VII would have been fun to see. But no, we couldn't have that either, even the smallest concession. Okay, let's quickly run through some stars and turds for the last week. I think we hit on most of these matches, but we'll just quickly cover it again. Yo, who was the big star of the last week for you?
Toss up between, you know, Link and Cloud. Obviously, everybody expects me to go with Link, so I will do that. The Hylian Hammer, you know, he is raining down that heavenly glory once again, tripling over a Noble Niner for the first time in about 10 years of these contests. You can't take anything away from a performance like that. As good as Cloud's was, that was the performance of the round for sure.
All right, Super Nice Dog, where were you going? The star who impressed you this last week?
I actually wasn't going to go with Link. I mean, I know he had a huge blowout. My star for the round is actually, it's Alucard. I mean, this guy's main game came out in, what, 1997, Symphony of the Night?
Hey, you know, that spring trick in Chrono Trigger, though.
Yeah. Chrono Trigger would destroy Symphony of the Night one-on-one.
Yep.
And the fact that, and pre-contest, you know, Frog was a huge favorite. Alucard gets it done, you know. Pulling off a big upset, and I was just really impressed by what Alucard did.
And that's a good point. It was the biggest upset so far. Only 17% of the site picked him to get out of that division. We were a little better with the gurus, 34%, but overall we favored Frog to get out of there. So it was a nice win for him to be able to reach Link in this match. Exla, who's your star?
Well, I mean, since Yo Blazer went with his favorite, I'm going to go with Cloud and Sephiroth. Despite, you know, the relative struggle that FF7 has been in over the past few years in this contest, Sephiroth losing to someone other than Cloud or Link 1v1 for the first time, and Cloud struggling so much with both Snake and Samus, it was nice to see that FF7 can still come out and abuse, you know, someone that has relative strength. And I mean, especially to see it happen to Snake, who, let's be honest, he has it coming. He had it coming. He freaking had it coming. He had it coming. So big ups to Cloud and Sephiroth. Big ups to FF7. Can we get a remake, please? Save us dot remake.
It's funny, it almost seems like Snake made a deal with the devil for like three awesome matches against Final Fantasy VII, and then that deal just ran out, you know?
Wait, so what was the third one?
No, so he beat Cloud in the finals of 2008, Link, and then he beat Sephiroth and almost beat Cloud again, you know?
Yeah. It was a fun run, but it appears to be over, maybe with MGS4 out, and he'll never be back to that strength. Kind of sad, but star... My star, and it's weird for me to say it, but I think it's got to be Sora. just for making Leon sweat bullets for 2 or 3 hours there and almost getting it done with ASV. It was a little disappointing he couldn't finish the job, but he made a fun match out of what we were all expecting to be really dull, and that's really rare for this year, so props to him.
Yeah, he's the only guy who brought exciting matches this year. Like, by exciting, I mean under 51% for the winner. You know, he's the only guy who did that. He did it twice. Everybody else combined zero times, so you got to give him props for something.
And Nice Dog, where are you going as far as a turd?
For a turd, I would probably have to go with Squall. I mean, there was all the previous matches where Squall had beaten Sora by so much. And, I mean, overall he's a stronger character. And in the Oracle, what we expected Squall to put up 56%, and he just barely won with 50.69. So it was the biggest Oracle collapse out of all the matches in the past week, so we'll go with Squall.
Yep, good choice. Exo, where are you going?
Okay, now I'm not picking a team, I'm picking one person, and I want to make that very clear that the turd of this round is Magus. Because it is Magus's fault that not only could Frog not bring a victory, but Frog, you could see it update by update for a while there. He was trying to make that comeback that we all know Frog could have done. But Magus is sitting there, that black hole of good that Magus is, sucking up all of Frog's positive energy and all of Frog's votes that would have gone to him. People are like, who's that freaking DBZ character next to this Frog?
He's got Super Saiyan blood.
So Magus is the turd of this round and possibly of this contest, because, I mean, what could have saved this contest but an epic Frog match? I mean, even if he had lost in the end, I wish he hadn't, because I'd be in line for prizes and Nice Dog here would be out of the running for Guru and everything like that. Sorry, bro. No offense. But a Frog exciting match would have been just the thing to give this contest, you know, some extra pop and something to remember it by. And as is, we got a 53.25 win for Alucard. Yawn. Wake me up when Link wins the contest. Thank you very much.
Well, Magus always chokes. Right.
Yes, he does.
It's so fun to look at these Chrono Trigger matches now as a fan, because like that game is so good that even the awful matches just want me to want to make me replay Chrono Trigger again. It's way more fun than you know, having not played it beforehand. I just wish that they were having their awesome matches when I was a fan.
Oh, I know. I bet you. I know it would have been heartbreaking to be a big time Chrono fan during his matches versus
02
Mario.
And 03,
although the one when he finally came back and beat him in 04, that would have been total vindication.
Yo, did you have someone you wanted to point out as really disappointing you?
Disappointing me, yeah. The Pokemon trainers.
Ouch.
I was expecting them to go huge. I thought everybody else had blinders on. I thought I was being a genius by picking them with 68%. I was already getting my stats post, you know, my big long paragraph like, you know, guys, this wasn't too hard to see if you looked at it this way. I was already getting that written up. And
you know, I thought you were being facetious about that, because like during the trainers versus fighters match, I really thought you were being facetious, but they're like, oh, they're gonna just make Samus a bitch. They're gonna tag team. They're gonna take turn. Well, tag teaming Samus.
I thought it was going to be terrible. I honestly thought about going even higher than 68%, because I thought Ryu and Ken would beat Samus easily, like 53-47 or worse, you know, like have no trouble with Samus at all. I didn't give her any respect for this contest. And then I thought Nintendo in this format, I thought the trainers had the SFF advantage, so you got to give them another couple percent on top of that. I just did not think the Nintendo fans would side with Samus, because they sure as hell didn't side with Luigi, you know. And it's not like Ridley is like leagues better, like this outstanding, this outstanding like foil to Samus.
Ridley did get 30% on Cloud.
That's true. I think a Nintendo shaped piece of shit would get like 35% on Cloud.
Sandbag versus Cloud. Let's do this.
Yeah, the Sandbag would break 30, no problem. But I mean, so like they get the SFF advantage. I didn't think Samus was going to be that strong, and I thought Pokemon might have been building up a little bit of a bandwagon. So I thought they were going to have a percentage that was going to make the entire board say Mario's in big trouble. Mario's going to drop this, and you know they just didn't do that. They didn't even come close. So they're definitely my disappointment of the round.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much covered everything. So I'll just go turd to Samus for killing my bracket. Way to go, Samus.
How the bosses go for you, Tenchi? They're
going to end up looking not too bad, really.
Yeah, they're going to look okay in the...
Well, I mean, until Mario SFFs the trainers and then gets murdered by Link, then they'll...
All right, so that covers everything from this last week. We talked about what's going to be coming up in the next week, except for one new twist that SB is throwing in. And that is that before the final, there's going to be 24 hours of silence where there will be no official match. That's so that we can all make our final Jeopardy bet in the battle. And you can wager all your points to say who's going to win between Link and Mario. Neat idea in theory. In practice, it's going to be pretty dull because we miss a day and everyone's just going to double up and say Link. But anyways, there's going to be 24 hours there where there's no match going on. SB has said, I need an idea for a fun bonus poll to run during that day. What do you guys think about this idea? Having a bronze medal match just for fun, and assuming things go as we're thinking here, that would be Cloud against the Pokemon trainers. Would that be worth seeing during that 24 hours of downtime, yo?
No.
Is this an idea you want to get behind?
No, you don't do it. You don't do that match. You don't do that match because the Pokemon trainers are going to win that match. And I'm not sure if I would be hurt by this more than Exta, because I don't like Final Fantasy VII nearly as much, but I hate Pokemon a hell of a lot more. And just watching that happen...
not going to happen.
Yes,
you,
it will.
Are you daft?
It will happen. It will happen.
No, it will not. Not even remotely close.
They will win. No, Pokemon trainers will win that match, and I will have to, like, commit seppuku or something.
You would throw the Pokemon trainers at above 62% on the snakes.
Oh, that match is irrelevant. You're talking about Pokemon against Final Fantasy VII. You have to take it as what it is, which is the Pokemon trainers versus Final Fantasy VII, and they will win that match, and I'll have to find like some way to kill myself and make it seem like an accident, because I don't want people to know that I suicide.
Well, the best way to prohibit this is to make sure that Cloud beats Link. That way you have Link versus Ooh. Pokemon trainers as a third place match.
That's actually kind of enticing.
Go on. see, we benefit from this both ways.
I really don't want to see that and just have to endure another 24 hours of the Pokemon fans losing their collective minds while I just, like, sit there and wallow, you know? And I would rather see, I don't know, hell, I'd rather see anything. Give me Obama versus Gingrich.
I want.
One year before election 2012, Obama versus Romney, Obama versus Gingrich. I'd rather have that.
Put it in a triple threat, put it like a three-way poll so we can, or no, let's do four ways. We'll do Obama, Gingrich, Romney, and
The Pokemon trainers.
And we'll see if Obama can get 50% against both Romney and Gingrich.
Now, Exa, these are two of your very favorite series. If they went up against each other in some kind of, just for fun, bonus bronze medal match, would that be a dream come true for you?
Well, I mean, I don't know about dream come true. Like, dream come true is like getting a date with Natalie Portman or something like that.
I drank this around there, right?
What's that?
I drank this around there.
Oh, yeah, you would, yo, because you're sad. You know, never mind, we won't go there. But, I'd rather do something like off the wall here, because like it's just gonna be FF7 winning by like 53% or something like that. It wouldn't be that interesting. I guess if you had to do that, go ahead and do it. But I want to see something funny, like do like Tim Tebow versus like Link or something like that. That's what I want to see. I want to see Tebow versus somebody, because all you do is win, no matter what.
Well, the thing is, I don't think we can use Link or Mario in this one because it's still right before the finals. The thing you could do that is like a bonus after everything's done. And let me throw this idea at you. This is what some people are suggesting. Link and Ganon win it all. And then, in kind of a throwback to last year, they're going up against the rivalry of Santa Claus and Jesus in a fun bonus match. Yeah, it's between, you know, the secular holidays or the Christian holidays. You know, who controls the Christmas time? Yo, what do you think about that fun rivalry?
Who controls
match.
The Christmas time?
Yeah.
Like you're pulling strings in front of a gigantic screen or something, pressing buttons.
Yeah.
Like, you remember Resident Evil Zero? Where it was like Wesker and Birkin, like in the secret lab, like in front of a big screen, controlling everything. It's like Santa and Jesus are doing the same thing.
In the hearts and minds of Americans, yes, that's how it goes.
Okay. Who would win that, or would I like to see that?
Yeah. Would you like to see that? Would that be fun?
No. there are other things you could do. I think Mario, Link and Ganon versus Mario and Sonic would be a better idea. Although I think SB would have huge reservations about that.
Because
what if Mario and Sonic win and then he looks pretty bad, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're real. I don't think he cares about how he looks at
I proposed one today. I think War the Nemesis had this idea earlier on.
His name is War 13104. He's not War the Nemesis.
I'm sorry. War. Okay. Yeah. War. What is he good for? Just this idea, nothing else. He proposed Link and Ganon versus Batman and Joker, and at the time, I just thought it was such a brilliant idea that, you know, I proposed it earlier today in the topic. I was like, you know what, Link Ganon, if he wins versus Batman Joker, let's make it happen. And it seemed like a good idea to me at the start, but then Leon came in, and he made some pretty good points saying, like, you know, why would you want to use that match, like, right now? Like, Link versus Batman, if it's going to happen, it should happen at the finals of a contest, not like a post-contest match that means nothing. Yeah. And you know what? I yield to that because that does make sense. So what I was thinking is, why not take some fictional characters that won't be as strong as Batman, but should still be pretty strong, like maybe a little bit weaker than Batman and Joker, who's probably the top fictional team. Why not take, I don't know, like Spider-Man and Venom or something and throw them up against Link and Ganondorf? And if they break 40%, then we've really got something, you know?
I guess the downside there is, Link goes and puts 80% on them, and then you know all the talk we've done the last 2 years for this battle, and oh, it could have a different result, and oh, things could be different, get ruined. But
I mean, even if Link dropped 80 on Spider-Man and what's his face, there's still a ton of unknown quantities for that type of contest that you could have. So even if Link winning is in question or isn't in question, which I mean, oh God. Wrong about that, but we could still have a really fun, really interesting contest, and that's why this needs to happen, you know. So sure, go ahead and do that. I think that's a good idea. Spider-Man and Venom versus Link and Ganondorf.
Yeah, or like Wolverine and Gambit. Dude, I would not vote for Link in that match. I'd totally take Wolverine and Gambit.
See, I would actually vote for Link in that match because
what?
Wolverine and Gambit are annoying.
Yeah, I'd vote for Link too.
What? You guys, Wolverine, Mon Ami's is Gambit, come on.
Mon Ami's. Well, first of all, I hate Hugh Jackman, so there you go with Wolverine.
Yeah, come on, I'm talking about, like, the X-Men from the 90s, you know, like the 90s cartoon show Wolverine.
Yeah, I still don't like Wolverine, so Gambit's cool and all. And realistically, like, if it were coming midway through a contest, I would be in my full-on anti-vote Link every round mode, so I probably would vote for them still. But really, I mean, Wolverine...
Bunch of Link fanboys up in here, Jesus.
Look,
hey,
man,
I haven't played a Link game since Ocarina. I just like the character.
Why?
So much.
Why, nice dog?
10 years later, still always voting for him.
What about his character stood out to you? Could you tell me any quotes that you particularly liked? What about his motivation makes him so realistic and cool as a character?
We've gone over this a million times.
Now let's get back on the subject, and Yo and I aren't going to talk about this. We're going to save it for next week's PCA big wrap-up event with Alti. But for our two guests, would you guys say that this is the worst contest ever? Would you rate it as the least fun to watch, the least exciting? Extra, start us out, and let's assume that everything goes as we talked about. Link wins. It's not close. Would you say this is worse than Villains, worse than Series, worse than 2004?
Well, somebody asked me if this was better than the Villains contest, and I was like, are you kidding me? Who won the Villains contest?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, Villains contest had some interesting stuff. It had cats leading a match for like 6 hours or something.
Yeah,
that was one of the greatest results. I mean, if he had held on, that would be probably the best, but... And it also had Cujo
Master Hand.
Freaking hand.
Yep.
So Villains Contest had some actual substance besides Sephiroth achieving maximum glory and yeah, all the, that he has deserved. But
Kuja, I'm sorry, but sorry to cut you off, but the Kuja hand match is probably one of the best days in Board 8 history, not only because of that match and like the complete meltdown, but because it was the same day that Star Wars came out, Revenge of the Sith. So we got like Kuja losing to a hand and Vader's no in the same day. like nothing in this contest beats that or even comes anywhere close.
I know, seriously. But yeah, this is the worst contest of all time. Nothing remotely interesting. We have two results that have gotten under 51%. Two. That's it. And they were they featured Kingdom Hearts characters. So, and we're going to get Link winning probably in crushing fashion. He's probably going to put another 55% on the FF7 guys. And even the Pokemon trainer matches. Like, I was all hyped up for Pokemon versus the fighters. And I would have loved for that match to have been entertaining, because like when they both had their first round matches, I was like, oh man, these two are getting ready for a heavyweight showdown here in a few rounds, and then that happened, and even the thing versus Samus, and I was like, well, maybe they can challenge Mario, and that can be interesting, and that doesn't look like that's gonna happen. So everything from here on out is gonna be like boring ass matches that don't get within 55%. So yeah, this is easily the worst contest ever, and it just further compounds the fact that SB Allen refuses to listen to anything that we say that might possibly be a good idea, because he's a terrible person and a terrible admin. And I already went over what needs to happen to his house and his hometown, just to channel my inner MWC for a little bit. But yeah, worst contest ever by a long shot.
It's funny because we're only a year removed from a contest and like you know, that many people were calling the best of all time and giving Allen an A+.
Right up there. Yep. The Game of the Decade contest was so good, and I go back and look at those results and looked at what we had to talk about each week, and there was like three great matches every week, and we had so much to talk about, and it's like, wow, we were maybe a little spoiled there.
No. yes, that was a good contest, but there's no amount of spoils that could make this seem any better, and okay. I'm sure Nice Dog is going to – well, he probably likes it a little bit more because – you know, he's
going to
win money, but...
Going to be a little biased here, but yeah, so Super Nice Dog, we did have two upsets against what the Gurus picked. Unfortunately, both of those were 60-40 matches. They were never in doubt. So even those weren't that exciting to watch. Putting aside that you're going to be making a lot of money as a result of this bracket, just following it as a fan, would you say this was the most boring, the least fun match, least fun contest we've had?
Well, I can in good faith say it's the worst contest ever, considering I'm doing so well in it. But, yeah, the villains contest, I think, was worse.
What?
Everyone knew that Sephiroth was going to win.
Oh, yeah, and Link was ever in doubt?
Yeah, well, I mean, who really cares about the villains of games? I mean, at least rivalries, there's some passion there. But on the villains of games, people don't really focus on them that much. They focus more on the hero, you'd think. So
now I know why you've been an obscure user for 8 years. Who cares about villains? Hello, Sephiroth's been my number one character for 10, 11 years. I care about villains.
Well, I just think they care more about rivalries than villains. So, and it was pretty boring. So I think the villains was worse than this.
How about the series contest? Had kind of the same problems as this one. We kept thinking it could be a close match and ended up being easy wins. Where'd you rank it compared to that?
Well, the series contest actually, it had an interesting final because everyone was expecting Cloud and found Final Fantasy to win. But so far, I'd say, well, just because it had an interesting final, I'd say the series is above this. But I'd probably put this as probably the second worst contest overall.
Ouch. Even the guy winning a lot of money and a guru nom says it's the second worst. And
yeah.
Hard to disagree with him. As I said, we'll get into this in more detail with Alti next week. So that wraps it up for this week. Like to thank our future champ, Super Nice Dog, for coming on the show with us.
Well, potential.
Well, so I love the modesty, as if anything could happen.
It's Link-esque humility.
Yes. Yeah. No wonder he's his favorite character. And Extra, fun time as always.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good deal. Good deal. Glad to help you guys out and drag the show up from Yo Blazers' horrible Link fanness and Nice Dog's villain hatingness.
I like your ranting. It's a lot of fun.
It's part of the character, my man. Oh, wait, did I just break kayfabe there?
Speaking of great ranting, Yo, you were awesome tonight. The lefty rant particularly rings true, I think.
Yeah, this was one of the funnest, easily the funnest shows of the season to do, and I think it was because we talked about this actual contest the least. It makes perfect sense.
That sounds about right. So we'll see how we do in the wrap-up show, the post-contest analysis next week. Join us for that. Ulti will be on the show. Should be a good time. So until next week, this is Endgamer and the show, signing out. Waiting for